Martha Reeves and the Vandals with the Jimmy Mac. But hey, you know what? You know what it's time for now?
What?
Have you seen any good movies lately? Our host and movie critic Scott Barlow is here to tell us a little bit about what's going on in the wacky world of Hollywood. So we now ask Scott Barlow, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show movie critic. Hey, Scott, have you seen any good movies lately?
I've seen a couple.
Well, tell us, Scott, what movies have you seen that were halfway decent?
You want to hear the good ones or the bad ones first?
And by the way, if you have any questions for our movie critic, Scott Barlow, who happens to be live in the studio tonight, give us a call at 749-1444. Scott will fill you in on everything that's going on wacky and weird in the world of Hollywood and on the big silver screen.
You want to hear good or bad first?
I don't care. Just tell us about the dinosaur flick.
The dinosaur flick was a letdown. But
how could a big Tyrannosaurus Rex eating people be a letdown?
Because it doesn't eat that many people, man. I wanted to see some people get torn up and ripped apart.
What about the little bitty dinosaurs that are like chickens, like big vicious chickens?
That was the weakest part of the whole movie. That was just, you know, like sort of comic stuff. And I don't want comic stuff. I want dinosaurs biting guys in half like in the first one. But they didn't have enough. And then they end it with this big sort of ecological Greenpeace message that made me want to puke. And let's see, in addition to that, I saw Father's Day with those two wacky, nutty comics, Robin Williams and Billy Crystal.
Father's Day, yeah, okay.
Actually, it wasn't as bad as I thought it'd be, but it's still pretty crappy.
The trailer looked terrible.
Yeah, well, the trailer's not funny at all. They just show Robin Williams doing his pathetic thing. I mean, it's almost like watching someone, you know, have some sort of fit, you know? Like, it's embarrassing to watch him anymore. Don't you think?
Yeah, I agree.
And on to...
Hey, speaking of Billy Crystal, was Meg Ryan's only cute movie that When Harry Met Sally movie? Has she ever been cute in another movie? I think not.
Speaking of Meg Ryan, I went and saw that movie she's got out. That,
was she cute in it?
What's it called now? Addicted to Love.
I venture to say from the trailer she didn't look that cute.
She plays a little more of an edge in this one. She's kind of a rough and tumble girl. She rides a hog, you know, she's kicking ass.
But answer my question. Other than When Harry Met Sally, has Meg ever been cute?
Well, this movie was about 10 times better than that turd When Harry Met
Sally. That's a yes or no question. Has she ever been cute?
I didn't think she was cute in that movie.
Well, she's adorable.
I thought that movie blew, man, in a big way.
She's adorable. Very squeezalicious.
Not that I wouldn't curl up in there for about a week, but come on, that movie sucked.
So is she any good in this new movie?
She's not bad. She's not bad.
What's it called again?
It's called Addicted to Love.
Is it a date flick?
Yeah, but it's a little more of a creepy, weird date flick.
So if you got like a girlfriend with black nail polish, you take her to this one?
No, if you got a girlfriend that you might one day stalk, you can take her to this one.
All right, let's move on. What other flicks? Yeah, get any good guy flicks? Get drunk in a parking lot and go with the guys?
Oh, I got it, man. Breakdown, baby.
Breakdown?
Kurt Russell, nonstop, action-packed,
now,
baby.
I saw the trailer for Breakdown. Kurt Russell's car breaks down. His wife starts hitchhiking. She disappears. He goes looking for Freckus and Suze. Now, didn't I get the entire storyline from the trailer?
No, my friend. You're missing out on quite a few twists and turns, my pal.
Is there more to it than that?
This is what movies are all about, baby.
Please tell me that all the clips in the trailer were from the first 10 minutes of the flick.
They're from the first 20 to half hour.
I hope there's no clips in the trailer there from the end of the flick.
The movie's outstanding, okay?
Hey, Scott, we have a call for you. Hello, Sam, you're on with Scott Barlow, and have you seen any good movies lately? Hello, Sam.
Man.
Fix that. All right, go ahead, Scott. You got any more?
Yeah, well, I saw The Fifth Element.
Oh, that's that sci-fi blockbuster.
Which I'd like to say this is honestly, I'm not kidding, I'm not exaggerating, one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Bruce Willis, cool special effects, and that guy that played Beethoven? How could you go wrong?
Hey, this ain't Die Hard, man.
It's looking all creepy and everything.
It's horrible. It's so awful, I can't even begin to tell you about it.
The waitress said, Denny's told me it sucked, too. The waitress at the Denny's told me it was terrible.
At Denny's says a movie sucks, don't go see it.
You know, hey, one thing.
What's that?
You know a movie's bad when the guy from Police Academy who did the funny noises is in it, and he's in this movie.
Hello, John. You're on with the movie critic and the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Yeah, Chris and Rob were kind enough to send me a pair of passes to the real movies.
Oh my gosh, you must have made a pledge.
Yeah, I did.
And did you go see a flick?
I was going to ask him to recommend one.
Well, the real movies, formerly the movies repertoire, I think it still is called that. They're downtown on Ray Street. What are they showing down there right now at the movies repertoire?
Well, I saw a Schizopolis down there today.
Well, that ain't good. That's about crazy people.
It's really not worth seeing.
Okay.
It's a little too weird. I saw Heart 8, which is excellent. Go see that if you get a chance.
What's that all about? Heartache?
Heart 8.
Hard 8.
It's like dice, man. Rolling dice,
man. Oh, like
man.
A hard 8.
You know, you bet the hard 8, man. It's like one chance in a million, right?
All right.
Samuel Jackson's in it and all these good actors, and you should go see it. The last show is Thursday at 9:15, so you might want to get in on that. I also saw Unhook the Stars down there at the movies, which is all right. You know, it's a date movie, and, you know, it's about kids and old ladies.
You got a girlfriend, John?
Not right now.
Well, then skip that one.
Yeah.
But a movie that I saw tonight, which was outstanding, was Traveler, which is showing at, what is it? The Marymount Movie Theater, that new one with Bill Paxton? That's him, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The Twister guy, you know. And, oh, it's so good, go see it, although it has Marky Mark in it. But that doesn't really hurt it. Go see it.
Is that the porno movie?
Porno movie? Oh, you want to? I did rent a porn this weekend. You want to hear about it?
No, you can skip over the porn.
I thought Marky Mark was making a movie where he played like a porno actor from the 70s.
Oh, yeah, that's called Boogie Nights. And you know who else is in it? Burt Reynolds. Yeah. Burt Reynolds, yeah.
Any cameos by any real-life porn stars?
I hope so. Okay. It's about the 70s porn life in L.A. And you know who's in it? Who? Burt Reynolds. You know what else I saw?
Hey, wait, hold on. John, you still there?
Yep.
Thanks for pledging a couple weeks back. You know, you can save those passes and go anytime. You got any other questions for us?
Coffee mug.
You'll get it. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Anything else, man?
That's it.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Phone lines are open, 749-1444. If you have any questions about movies or any other topic, we're here for you. It's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk
Show. Is Jerry Reed in a Boogie Nights, too?
I hope so. I hope so.
Amos Moses guy?
What about Dom DeLuise?
Oh, man, I'm praying that he's in it. I think Alicia Silverstone is in it, though. She's a cutie. But you know what else I saw this weekend, Gooch?
What's that?
Romancing the Bone.
Oh, man.
Romancing the Bone. You know who's in that one? Randy West and Christy Canyon.
Ooh.
Romancing the Bone. And I'd highly recommend it. You want to hear about the ending? It's got a big climactic ending, man.
And this has been another edition of Have You Seen Any Good Movies Lately?
Hey, did you see that Mike Myers thing, Austin Powers?
Yeah, I did see Austin Powers, and it's worth seeing, but it's not as funny as it looks.
I thought it was very funny. I grinned the whole time. Yeah, I actually went to the movies.
There were a couple times where I really burst out laughing. Oh, wait, I saw that Romy and Michelle turd. I can't believe you liked that.
That was okay. It wasn't a turd.
So awful, and you didn't even get to see him naked.
That part did kind of bum me out, but it wasn't a turd. I thought it was okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't brilliant, but I thought it was enjoyable.
I disagree.
I must be easily amused.
You'd probably like The Fifth Element.
No, when a waitress at Denny says, that's the dumbest move I ever saw, I don't want to go see it.
But the recommendations are Breakdown and Traveler. Go see both of them.
Okay, we got it. This has been another edition of Have You Seen Any Good Movies Lately with our movie critic, Scott Barlow. And you can give us a call at 749-1444. We're Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show's here for another half hour. Then you got the B-Boys Underground with Dibs and Gregarious and Nobody. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back in a minute. Until then, keep on acting naturally.